Hey, is Tom around?
Megan.
Hey, Tom. It's Kyle over here at the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good.
That's good. Hey, we'll take a bunch of time, but we'd mailed out a couple offers over your way, so just wanted to follow up here. Looks like you guys had done some working capital around November of last year. Sound familiar?
No, we had looked at it. We didn't do anything with it.
Oh, you were just checking it out? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. You guys...
Everything that they offer was kind of bullshit.
Okay.
The payday thing, so those are all kind of...
You never ended up going through with it then?
No.
Oh, that's weird. I've shown a UCC filing down here. But, all right. Maybe that didn't go through. But we had you pre-approved for some equipment and capital. I just wanted to see how business was treating you and see what plans you may have coming around here at the end of the year.
Yeah, never, didn't do anything and not really looking at anything. We're just going to ride the year out and see where we go.
Okay, no worries. You looking at maybe, do you normally like increase your inventory towards the end of the year for like the holiday season and whatnot?
That's what I'm concentrating on right now.
Okay, do you got like a floor plan you're using for that?
I have floor plans for it, and I'm just using money from here.
Okay, nice. You guys, so when you guys, increase your inventory, do you like normally go to the auctions, or you kind of just like buy a lot of used cars?
Get them.
Okay. No, yeah. I just know some of my customers actually offer, like, we'll buy your older used cars off you too, so I know that's sometimes of a good way to go there. How many times a week you go over the auction?
I'm out 3 to 4 times a week.
3 to 4 times a week? Oh, nice. How many you usually pick up when you head out?
Sometimes nothing. Spent the day yesterday and got nothing. No, other times I'll pick up 6 cars. You know, it just depends.
It depends,
whether it's worth buying or not, you know.
Gotcha. Okay. And when you guys normally pick up 6 of them or so, if you have a good day like that, do you guys normally able to turn those around pretty quickly out of the store?
We'll do that, or else there's a number of them I'm stockpiling right now. January, February will be... X time around here is usually pretty decent, so that's where we head for that.
Oh, okay. Everybody getting their returns back and going out and shopping, buying some new cars. Okay, that's smart. You guys, how big's your dealership over there? Like, how big's your lot? How many cars can you fit on there?
There's 3 of us, me, myself, and I.
Oh, well, that's sounds like a lot of help there. At least you don't have to be in charge of a whole bunch of people there.
I had a couple salesmen. I'm at the point right now. I mean, I'll keep anywhere between 35 to 75 cars, and I'll just do it myself. It's just a lot easier.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty sizable inventory, too, especially doing it yourself. Probably saves you quite a bit of money not having to, like, pay, your salesman commission or anything like that, which probably makes a lot of sense for you there.
If I'm going to have somebody out there losing money for me, I might as well do it myself, right?
No, yeah, that's a smart way to look at it. Alrighty, well, just want to let you know that, you know, we did have those pre-approvals. Equipment, good for new and used vehicles or whatever from third and private parties, if you're ever interested in something like that. And then capital, we can free up like 10 to 15% of your top line as like unsecured cash, so you can kind of do whatever you want with it. Put it into your business any way you see fit, really. And our process is super quick and easy over here. Really, just a short one-page application, which is a quick turnaround as well. Like 24 hours, we can get you approvals. And
curiosity, what kind of rates are you charging?
Would you be looking more along the capital side or the equipment side? Because it's kind of really a little bit different on each.
Let's say I wanted to put up a building, and I was looking for about 50 grand for a building.
Mm-hmm. Buildings are a little bit harder for us, just since we're kind of competing against.
But you're looking for mostly short term money.
Yeah, so we don't have it. I know you'd like if you did a building, you could probably get a mortgage loan or something along those lines, and you know those.
I'd just be looking like at 50,000, like probably something like a 3 to 5 year.
Okay, well, we do normally anywhere from like 3 months to 3 years, really on our capital program. And the way that works is we base it off of your sales, not really your credit. So we kind of see the money you're bringing
basically
in and out.
We're all based on, I mean, you're all the last guy. On a monthly basis instead of on a daily thing, where a lot of you guys come through with, and you know, those type of things, I'm not interested in looking at.
Oh, no, I understand that, but we have a daily, weekly, and monthly over here, kind of all over the board. It's just all really depends on what you're looking for.
I found out what you guys were charging, it comes out to 39% in the long run, so it's not something that I'm looking for.
You got numbers from us before?
I've got numbers from a couple of you guys, and with the rates and the way that they come out on a daily thing, yeah, the numbers just don't add up to be very good.
Oh, no, I understand that. How long ago did you get those numbers, if you don't mind me asking?
Last year I was looking at it.
Okay, well, I did. You know, it's kind of funny you say that. It's our capital program, since it's newer, it really only came out in 2008 across the board for everybody. And just like, you know, you sell new cars, every year a new vehicle comes out on the lot, and it all has its new features and everything. Well, that's how the capital program is ever since it's really came around. Each year it gets a little bit cheaper, and, you know, the terms start stretching out a little easier, or a little bit longer, and it's a little bit easier to qualify for, so... it's just kind of like a new vehicle. It's, you know, you always want to check out the new one to see what you're looking like, and that's kind of why I was giving you a call here. So, I mean, we can definitely probably help you out with some getting, you know, a little bit of capital on a maybe 2 or 3 year term to get that building up and running for you. Would that be like your new shop or where you're selling out of?
New shop is what I'm looking at. Well, I tell you what, call me in the spring and let me see where I'm at.
All right, I definitely can do that. Before you go there, Tom, what's a good email for you?
I don't need any more junk email. Honestly, God. So you understand, I don't want any more.
Okay, well, I'll get in touch. I'll keep in touch maybe a couple times a month, like every other month or so, and just so you can stay fresh in my mind.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Tom, have a good one.
Bye.